learning this maimer from the Sefer Lahav Eish, from the author of Bilvav Mishkan Evne, Kacha Achdus Shabbatar Kadosh. I know, I'm apologizing, this is not doing anything wrong, but it's taking a while to go back into the Perek, and when I finish, it'll still take another 2 weeks to go into the Perek, because the Yisaidis are all very, very important in the Svarma Kadoshim, in the Kabbalah, which we're not in the Kabbalah, but in the Svarma Kadoshim. And that, because everything that Rav Kook says is coming from these Makairas. And unless we fill in, it'll be just beautiful words, because Rav Kook, you know, the words are mesmerizing, but then afterwards, you know, what is that? The words are very, very beautiful, but we have to know, what's he saying? What's he saying? It's not just that it's beautiful because it's so poetic, but it's the Pnimius of Torah. So we started this minor last week from the Sefer Lahav Eish, Koyach HaAchdus Shebetorah Kedoshah, that all of creation took place in such a way where the Baruch Shalom first made this very, very sublime Chaymer Hiyuli, this Metzias that's not a Metzias of this world, that's crossing over from non-existence to existence, this Nakuda that had in it all future existence. The first day, the second day, the third day, everything is in that thing, the Chaymer Hiyuli. And from there would follow the Hispartus, the descent into the specific details of trees and animals and so on. And so it goes and so it continues throughout all of creation. The movement from the Klal to the Prat, and our Avodah, and all that we do is Klal uPrat uKlal, to try to rise up as much as we can to that Torah de Le'ela, that's what Rav Kook speaks of, the Torah above, the Sherish Ha'Elyon, the higher root of Torah. The higher one is, the higher one rises on that ladder from the Pratim to the Klal. The higher one stands in that place of the Klal, of the Sherish Elyon, the more connection he has, remarkably, to all of the Pratim. Since all of the details, all of the Pratim are included in the Klal, the one who is in that higher place, by being in that place, on that level, is essentially holding on to every Prat. Even though he might not know all the Pratim. In other words, he might not know them cognitively, without going into any pratim right now. Everybody knows that Moshe Rabbeinu heard his shiur from Rabbi Akiva, right? The Gemara Menachos. He didn't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand Rabbi Akiva's shiur. Only then the Baruch Shalom says, "Dagnis, don't worry. This is your Torah." Oh, Baruch Hashem, this is my Torah. So all the Svarim talk about that. What does that mean? How could it be? Moshe Rabbeinu was listening to a shiur. Rabbi Akiva says like this, and Rabbi Akiva says like that, and Moshe Rabbeinu says no. Then Rabbi Akiva says, "Where does this come from?" It's halacha the Moshe Mitzina. It's halacha the Moshe Mitzina. So how come Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that if it was halacha the Moshe Mitzina? This Gemara is one of the most basic sugyas in understanding Teresh B'Chassav, Teresh B'Alpeh. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand intellectually. He had every single prat that could ever be. So now, the poskim are tumulting over different things like doing business on the internet on Shabbos, Lamasha, right? I was looking at something yesterday because a person asked me a shayla, and I was looking into it a little bit. So this is a big question nowadays. People have business, if they shut it down on Shabbos, it's business. The internet, the website has to be open the whole week. So imagine Moshe Rabbeinu walking in here right now, and we'd say, "Oh, Moshe's here. Moshe Rabbeinu's here. Moshe Rabbi, what do you say, Moshe Rabbeinu? about this, the internet on Shabbos. So he'd look at us and say, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not exactly like that. But he'd say, I don't know what you're talking about, internet. What's an internet? Because if anybody had asked us that 20 years ago, we'd have also said, what does that mean? And then it would have explained to Moshe Rabbeinu what that is and everything. And so then there would have been a Rav that would have paskened on what the internet is, and it would say that this is halacha Moshe Messina. So Moshe says, halacha Moshe Messina, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what the internet is. How could you paskin like me? It's halacha Moshe Messina. I never saw one. I don't know what it is. I don't know what you're talking about. Moshe Rabbeinu was holding on to every one of the pratim. The fact that he didn't know intellectually because of the changes in reality that Hashem has brought about over the years doesn't mean he wasn't holding on to the prat. Therefore, that Pesach that is telling us what is the din taka of the internet on Shabbos, he is citing this Gemara and that Gemara, this Tosis and that Tosis, this Rashba and this Rambam, right? He's working through all of the Makaris. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is starting to feel better, right? We're talking, he's, oh, that sounds good already. I already hear, starting to sound familiar to me. We're talking about Rambams and Rambans. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, this is already starting to sound familiar. And then finally, it goes all the way back at the end of the Shia, the Pesach says, and now we understand the Pshat when he says, the Sazako Melacha. You shouldn't do any work on Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu says, ah, I said that. I said that. That's my Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu, when he in that klal of Leisaskim Melacha, not to do any work in Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu was holding on to all the billions and billions, countless protim, all the way down to the most modern shaylos. Moshe Rabbeinu had all of those, and therefore, at the end of the shir, it depends how the Magid Shir wants to. You could begin with the pasuk, you could end with the pasuk, either way. But at the end of the shir, it's clear that all the way down to the little detail of a website on Shabbos and the shaylos that come up, all the shaylos that come up is Yilus of the Shabbos and Uvdi Dechol and Amila Akum, whatever it is. All of the shaylos that are involved, it's all Taras Maisha. Zichu Taras Maisha. It's all Taras Maisha. And Moshe Rabbeinu had all of those pratim. He didn't know all of the pratim to be able to say the internet. But we answer the shaylos now about the internet with Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. Every Pesach that sits down and tackles the question of the internet on Shabbos is using the familiar Torah. He's not checking on to see what the science books say about this. Oh, he has to know. Of course, he has to know the technology. He has to know the technology. But once he knows the technology, then it's a question of so now I understand Pshat and Tosfos. I understand Pshat and the Rambam. This is the technology. Now we can look back in the entire Moshe. We go all the way back to the puzzle. Let's ask Allah. So the one who was in the place of the clout was holding on to all the pratim. This is a very big thing what we're going to be seeing in the Erez HaTorah throughout. And now, Rav Schwartz explains this. He brings from the Svarim HaKadoshim, from Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Look on that page. Karech Achdus Shabbatar HaKadosha. Ayin Pei. Al Pi Dvar Me'elu. On the bottom of the page. Al pi dvarim elu, yizbaru divrei aben paris Yosef. Ben paris Yosef is also written by the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Polonai from the early, he was one of the biggest Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and the earliest of the Svarim of the Talmid Baal Shem. Toldos Yaakov Yosef, paris Yosef. So he writes over there, the Toldos writes the following. Shamati b'shem Mori. I heard b'shem Mori in the name of my Rebbe, that's the Baal Shem Tov. Shamati b'shem Mori. All the Torahs that we have in the Toldos and the Baal Shem, we're talking about first-hand Klirish and Torahs. Sometimes Shamati mi-Mori, sometimes Shamati b'shem Mori, from the other Talmidim, but it's the first generation. Shamati b'shem Mori, the Isa Maseches Avos. It says in Pirkei Avos, Haloimed mechaveru perek echad, ay halacha achas, or ois achas. If you learn from somebody, even one perek, or one halacha, or even one letter, of Torah, that you that person you already have to be noyik covered and call him Rebbe, my Rebbe, even if he taught you one letter, to call him Rebbe. You have to treat the person with respect. And the Mishnah goes on, Shematzina b'David HaMelech, and the raya for this is, Shematzina b'David HaMelech Yisrael, Shalai lomad ma'achi toifel, ela shnei dvarim bilvad. We find that David HaMelech only learned from Ma'achi toifel two things, and he already calls him, Yudoi, Alufi, he already calls him my Rabbi, my teacher, my master. So v'kal v'chomer, so the Mishnah says, so how much more so? Haloimin mechaveiro perik echad. How much more so if you learn from a regular yid, Achitofel is not a regular yid. How much more so if you learn from an elach yid, if you learn from a person a perik echad, a perik and so on. Shetzarach lunag by kavod, you have to be noig kavod. And David Mach was noig kavod by Achitofel, who did things that he shouldn't have done. And his madrega, we're not in a place to measure these things. And he still called him my master, my teacher. How much more so when you learn from a yid something, a perik echad, a halacha achas, even an ois achas, how much more so you should see him as your teacher and you should respect him and so on. That's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The kasha. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh asked, what does that mean? That he learned from Ma'achi Toivel? What does that mean? Shnei Dvarim Bilvad. What's the two Dvarim? What does that mean? Shnei Dvarim Bilvad. Va'ayt Kasha. And also, it's hard to understand. Hoy lana loyma da'yoy labom and hadin liyas kenidayim. It's a klal in Shas that if you're learning a Kal V'chomer, if you're learning a Kal V'chomer, it has to make logical sense from the bigger chiddush from the smaller chiddush to the bigger chiddush, right? From the kal to the chaimer, it has to make sense. That's what a kal v'chaimer is. So how do you learn a kal v'chaimer from an elach yid tachi toifel is altogether a question. How do you make a kal v'chaimer? Upirish, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said the following. The Chesha Adam loy made Rav. Listen carefully. Says the Chesha Adam loy made me Rav Hogun. When a person learns from a Rav Hogun, meaning a good God fearing Rebbe, meaning a teacher who's Hogun, who's good. Hatayrihi Tara v'Rava Etzloy Kenayda. There's a big difference between learning Torah from an Elachid and learning Torah from someone who's not an Elohi. When you learn Torah from a Yirei Shemayim, from a Rav Hogun, the Baal Shem says, somebody who's fitting, so that Torah is Pare V'Rave, means it has children. It has children, an Eniklach, an Ur Eniklach. That Torah reproduces. Not just one. From that Torah, when you hear Torah from an Elohi, that Torah is like you become Adach Moshel, you become impregnated with that Torah, and that Torah, Lahagdol Torah Lahadir, it becomes more from that idea, from that insight that the person gave. That's why even the person told you one halacha. Even the person told you one halacha, one ois. The person taught you a drop. But from that little bit, there's a period of review that it multiplies. So you think I just learned from this person one halacha, or this is my olive based review or something. From there, when you learn from a Rav Hogun, with a Rav Hogun, it's a good shidduch. Then there can be that type of a relationship with a Rav Hogun. Well, Derech Moshel, this concept of whatever the person learned is conceived, and it could be children, an Eniklach, from that the person learns. Uchishalayim made me Rasha, as Enoi Parav Ravi. However, when you learn Torah from a Rasha, even if it's a good piece of Torah, he says something that's Torah. But when you learn Torah from a Rasha, the Baal Shem says it doesn't have, there's no shidduch. It doesn't match in such a way with the neshama of a yid, and therefore there's no zivug between the one who's saying the Torah and the one who's receiving the Torah. So if there's no zivug, if there's no v'hayla basa'achat, then there can't be more children. Then it doesn't bring to more Torah. That's why you can see that they have these professors that they're giving lectures, that they're not people that are not religious, that they're giving lectures in universities on Torah. They're giving their whole lives. And nothing ever came out from that. Not one person became Shomer Shabbos from it. Maybe some became Mechalel Shabbos. But nobody ever became a Shomer Shabbos. The guy's getting up and he's lecturing on the Zohar in Hebrew University for 40 years. Or he's a professor of Jewish studies in the NYU. And he's teaching classes on medieval Jewish philosophy. And his whole life he's saying Torah from the Reb Sadia Gaon and the Chovis Levavos, and he's saying from all the tzaddikim. So you think that for 40, 50 years, and he wrote 10 books on the subject, you think that from there would come out maybe one shahakal. One shahakal. Not asking that he should become, you know, the Gadol Hador. But one shahakal would come out from 40 years. Not only by him there's not a shahakal. From all the Talmidim and the Talmidais that are sitting there. And they're taking their notes, sitting without their yarmulkes, or even not Jewish. The Torah that comes out from Russia doesn't have children and grandchildren. Doesn't have children and grandchildren. But you can hear from an Eilech Yid that he'll say with you a shahakal, you hear him say shahakal, and you start to think, wow, I paid a shiva call last night by a very dear person who passed away this last few days from the neighborhood. And his son, this person was a doctor, a wonderful, wonderful man. I was zeichet to talk to him a number of times. And he said that during the shiva, that somebody came, and people were telling they have their father, with his father, and how he saved their life. He's a doctor. And the person said that because of your father, I put on stitches. So this is, because my father put on stitches, how's that? So he said it was many, many years ago. And he went for an examination. I went to your father for an examination, and I got him dressed. And I was getting dressed. My father said, "You don't wear tzitzis. You're not embarrassed." I said he should have sold Taz cottons in the office. He could have made. No. So the fellow said, "I heard this that the doctor said this," and he said, "You know, he was a modern guy, the doctor. What we call nowadays, we call modern." So he said, "Yeah, well, that's it. What's the matter with you?" And he said, "Ever since he heard that so many years ago, he wears scissors." So schus, how the word that came from him was had children in any kolchne, and you could be sure that guy that wears a talis cotton, that his children also have an inu with a talis cotton, and it goes further, and when you wear scissors is l'man tizkru, then you remember other things what it means to be a Jew, and you stay out of other things that could have gotten you in trouble. It had many, many children and grandchildren. That didn't happen from the person who studied Beshtian philosophy in Harvard. That's what they call it. I saw, of course, Beshtian. The Baal Shem Tov. They called. I saw in a thing in an advertisement. Beshtianism. Beshtian philosophy. Beshtian. The best of the best. I don't know what they call it. they made it into. So from that Beshtian philosophy, there was nobody that. That closed his eyes and sang a ka'echsaif that took him to a different place from that lecture in the university, in the classroom. It doesn't. That's Achi Teufel's Torah. That's the Kal v'chaim, you understand. Even the Torah of Achi Teufel, they couldn't have children. Because he wasn't on his level. We have to be afraid to talk about the Kadmainim. But on his level, he wasn't a tzaddik, right? He was the other kind. So even such a person that he taught you halacha or something and doesn't even have children, even such a person you have to say Mari V'Rabbi. Even on such a person, on the professor, they say Mari V'Rabbi. So 1 second, Shem. So Achas Kama V'Kama. When you hear from another Yid, even in Eis Achas, when you hear from a person as Yirei Shemayim. So the Baal Shem Tov explains. So let's finish. Let's go over the Baal Shem. He says Shalaymid Mirasha. Oh, there's Eino Parvarov. when you hear from a Rasha, whatever the words he told you, those are the words you heard. That's it. The Torah doesn't have children and grandchildren. Lizzie Omar, Mad Dovich, Lom Machi Taif, Elishna Divan Bilvad, Vahi Rosha, Veloy Pavarova, Madach. He learned, even though he heard from Achi Teufel, who was again on his level, was a Rasha, and even then, David Melch was mechabed. There were two things. We're not going to go through any of the two right now, but because it's just two, okay. And he wasn't a tzaddik. And David Melch was mechabed him, and he refers to him as my teacher. Raknisha Shnei Dvarim Bilvad K'moy Shlomad Mimenu. Just those two things that he learned. Korei Rabbi. And Don Mal still called him Rebbe. Haloi min michaver? Ah, if you learn from an Elohi Yid. Dahayim l'shneim tzadikim? Two good Jews are sitting and learning? Da'oz ha-Torah po'er v'rova. Then the Torah already has children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Alachas kama v'kama. Next page. Allah, how much more? So that's the Kal v'chayim. Alachas kama v'kama. Shetzarech linhag by kovid. Alachas kama v'kama. You have to be noig kovid. Let's just finish what he brings to the Baal Shem. Oid Shamati, the Talmud says, I also heard Bishmai in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, Ktsas Boifin Acher. A little bit different. Kiaseris Adibris, Karlol is called Torah. Kamaisha Bir, Rabbeinu Sajigoin. It's a famous teaching of Rabbi Sajigoin that the Ten Commandments had really in the Ten Commandments and he divided it up that if you take the ten are really ten klolim, like we were talking about different ways of learning lamdis last week, and then Aser Shadibris hasn't it really called Tarkula. Those are ten principles of Yiddishkeit, and Reb Sadigon said all 613 mitzvahs are toldis, are children of the Aser Shadibris. The same way that Kol HaTorah is included, is Nichlal, is already there in the Sefer Dibros, even though you don't see it in the words. How? Okay, the Tzaddikim show us. But it's all Nichlal. Kol HaTorah is in the Sefer Dibros. Kach Nichlal Kol HaTorah Kula B'Tevachas. The truth is that Kol HaTorah Kula is in each word. Remember talking last week about how the DNA is encoded into every single part of the person, even a little piece of skin or the hair or something. It has the whole person. Is kach nichla kol ha-Torah kula b'teva achas. V'kol zeh em nishmas harab shaloi mivmenu shor sham min oilam ha-achtas. This is exactly what Rav Kook is talking about. All of this works if the Rebbe that you're learning from, if the person that you're learning Torah from, the Sharish is in the Olam Ha'achdus. His Sharish is in that, goes up higher on that place to the place that's on the ladder, that's called Olam Ha'achdus. That world of where it's Echad, where it's one. That's what the son said to Yaakov in the Shabbos, in the Parsha. Kishem she'en b'libcha el ha'achad, kach en b'libeinu el ha'achad. Yaakov was worried. Why? Because he had 12 Shvatim. And he was worried that each one's going to go off like in a different. What's going to be with me? Each one's going to go off into a different mahalach, and each one's going to be it could go off away from Torah, away from everything. So he said Shema Yisrael Shema. They said Shema Yisrael Shema Kenei Hashem Echad. So they said to his father. They said to their father, Kishem she'ein b'libcha ela echad. The same way that in your heart it's one, kach ein b'libenu ela echad. There are 12 different paths. Say that, like we said last time. So there are different ways of derech halima. There's a derech halima by the Sfadim and by the Lifshim, this and that, and there are different ways of understanding. But it's all that. But they reassured Yaakov and said, "Kishem she'ein b'libcha ela echad, kach ein b'libeinu ela echad." Don't worry. The Torah that we're going to be teaching, even though we're 12 different people, and we have 12 different personalities and 12 different ways, and maybe 12 different Nusachs and davening, and 12 different ways in teaching Torah, but it's all echad. It's all one. Nitnu mirai, like the Gemara says, nitnu mirai echad. It comes from one shepherd, Moshe Rabbeinu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One. So when the Rebbe, this works when the Rebbe is shoshim al ilam ha'achdus. Masha'enikain im nishmos ha'me ilam ha'pirut. But if the person, if the one who's teaching the halacha, teaching that Torah, comes from the ilam ha'pirut, whatever that means, doesn't mean in the shoresh, every Jew comes from that. But he's connected more to the ilam ha'pirut. He's torn and divided himself in many ways. Then the student who learns by this teacher receives whatever the person says, but he receives everything as separate pieces. Nothing comes together. Listen carefully to the oimek of what he's saying. He gets all the information. The professor said everything. And it could be that the professor gave the same class. It could be the professor's learned in the yeshivas and he's a Luyusha person. Like many, there were many people like that they originally learned in Europe in the yeshivas and they came and they left everything. And the person's an Luyusha person and he said over an unbelievable shir on that gemara, the same shir, the same mahalach that the Chofetz Chaim said, or a Baruch Ber said, or Reb Chaim said. And the students were all taking notes. And it was printed in the Journal of Modern Lumdas or something. And it's a brilliant, brilliant thing. But all of that information is still separated, one piece from the other. And no one's going to come from that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is one. That Torah is all piecemeal. Everything is there. All the pieces, but they don't come together. Because when the pieces come together, Kishem She'en B'Libcha El Echad, the Rebbe's teaching, everything is Echad, Kach Ein B'Libbeinu El Echad. When a person learns from a Rav Hagun, so then the Hashpah is not just more information, Hashpah is what? Dveikus B'Hashem, that people want to get close to Hashem. Someone was telling me an old Talmud of mine was telling me that he went someplace to Prabhav, that he was going to be an assistant rabbi in a shul somewhere, and he went, they brought him to meet the rabbi, the big rabbi, the rabbi Hagadol, and rabbi senior, whatever, before you become emeritus, before there's the rabbi, then there's big rabbi, then there's rabbi emeritus, and then it's Oliver Sholem. So he went to go to the rabbi, and the rabbi, he said, this is what the Talmud told me, the rabbi said to him, we need somebody here to maybe, you know, because there's a lot of pressure on me, this is what he said, there's pressure on me to get somebody, I don't really want you, but there's pressure from the people to find someone who can be mashpia on them. And he said, and that's not my strength. Those are his words. That's not my strength, Hashbah. He said, that's not my strength. So what's his strength? He's administrating, and he'll go visit the sick. He's a wonderful person. He'll make a levaya. He'll officiate at the wedding. And he could say over it, maybe it's about Torah. So, you know, but he said, but to be mashpia. So I thought that was a pretty choshev thing that he said that. But you know, the whole thing to me is like, it's like someone, you go to the bakery and you come to the lady over there and she says, look, I do everything except I don't bake. You know, welcome to my bakery. And you look, what is this? There's nothing here. So, oh, I don't bake. So why is this a bakery? I administer, I do other things. I take care of billing. but there's no cake over here. No, I don't bake. So the rabbi says, you know, that's not my thing. So they Eilam put pressure on me that we should get somebody to be mashpia. That's what he said to them. To find somebody to be mashpia. That's not my, I'm not a mashpia. So what is it that you're supposed to be doing? So a lecturer of Talmud or Jewish ethics, that's what it means to lecture. We're not talking about university. And you see more and more they're trying to make schools look like universities. You're noticing this too. I'm not the only one, right? They're trying to make it like the university. Schools are becoming like universities, the way they advertise the things that they have for the speak. It becomes like courses. I got from someplace, I don't want to say which state, but not New York State. I got from, because I spoke there years ago. I didn't know that I was part of the staff or something. I just, because I had a Talmud over there. There's a Talmud that's over there. and he's mashpia with the people, and he asked me to come for Shabbos. In those days, I used to go away more, and I went for Shabbos to this place. I met a lot of nice people, and I saw that. Then they sent a huge brochure, and I wasn't so happy because they have even speakers that are not Shem Shabbos. They have like from politicians and different people and different Shabboses. And I guess my Shabbos was for Shem Shabbos people. And they put out a whole brochure, and it was with a theme. It had like a theme of a football team or something. It was with a theme. I don't know, a Western. One year, because they sent to me every year. So this last year, it was the theme of the Wild West. I'm not joking. I don't know if I still have it. A whole booklet of different rabbis and ladies and professors and teachers that, okay, they want to be Marbis Torah. I'm not criticizing that they're trying to do good things. But it's a catalog, and they give numbers, and they make the course descriptions, and it looks like a college catalog. That's what it looks like. And they're trying to move more in this direction for states that comes with, it's not enough to have one assistant rabbi in these places. You have to then, you have to have a whole minion of rabbis to take care of a college. That's a big malacha, a college. But this is what's going on more and more. This is what's happening. The neshama of Torah, the echad of Torah, is going away. So but Baruch Hashem, they're finding some of these young guys that are coming out of yeshiva that are on fire with the Kodesh Baruch. That's called, we need somebody to be a mashpia. In other words, we need somebody that believes in God and that talks about God, and that's not my thing. So if you could, maybe, you know, we'll have to hire you because the Olam is putting pressure on me. That's what he said. That I'm under a lot of pressure to get someone that's a mashpia. I don't really think we need this, but okay, what am I going to do? You know, they pay me, they want to have a mashpia over here, so you know, you'll be the mashpia. He didn't get the job. I gave him a big mazel tov. I didn't get the job, but that musig, if the Torah doesn't go back to echad, if the Torah is not echad, then everything comes out separate pieces of information. So the people can go to that rabbi's talks for 50 years. You can hear the rabbi talk, and that one person has a bigger hergish for being a Jew. He'll identify more with Israel for states, and he'll send bigger checks to the bonds for states. And all of that stuff. But to have more dveikus to the Bari Olam? No. It's all separate pieces of information. But you heard 10,000 Dvar Torahs from him. And you heard the Daf Yomi from him. So how come it didn't come out that you shouldn't be a bigger Jew from all of that? The Torah says, because it's all in the Alma de Piruda. A constant Alma de Piruda. In the Alma de Piruda, you know what's in the Alma de Piruda? There's the Gemara Brachas Daf Beis. Adkan Daf Beis. Then there's a Gemara Brachas Daf Gimel. Adkan Daf Gimel. What about making a shidduch between Daf Beis and Daf Gimel? No. He's not a mashpia. Only the mashpiyim connect together the Beis and the Gimel with the Dal and the Hay. And at the end of the whole Masechta comes out the same way it began. Ein b'libeinu ela echad. Shas begins with Krishna, right? Ein b'libeinu ela echad. That's it. Echad. All that comes after the first Mishnah, Me'emasai, after all of that, which means, like the Rebbe Zushi said, Me'emasai means Me'emas Ka. Me'emas Ka. That's what the Rebbe Zushi used to scream out. Me'emasai. Me'emas Ka, with the fear of God. Me'emas Ka, Kurish Mabai. Me'emas Ka. Me'emasai. So that begins with what? Shas begins with Echad, and it ends with Hashem Yivarech Amoy, Shalom. Shalom means everything started with Echad, in between the trillions of Pratim, Shas, and then it ends with what? Shalom. Shalom means Klal uprat uklal. Hashem Yivarech Amoy, Bashalom. Me'emasai Karen Shema, everything else that's in between, till you get to the Madison Square Garden or something, and then, at the end, Hashem Yivarech Amoy, Bashalom. Kach Ein B'li Beinu Alech, it looked like we were going off into a million directions, with billions of halachas and trillions of things. What does this have to do with the Bari Olam? The whole tachlis of our learning Torah is only what? Echad. Only you. That's the whole tachlis. It's only you. To get to you. To connect to you. That's the whole tachlis. That's what the Baal Shem HaKadosh is saying.
It comes from Oyma Pirut. Gam a Talmud aloimim and mekabel min agam kendvarm nifradim. So the Talmud sitting there for 50 years hearing things, and he doesn't become more of a Yerei Shemayim. Why? Because he's hearing dvarm nifradim. I lived in the neighborhood once. There's a certain yeshiva over there. I mean, it's not mekubal by other yeshivas for many reasons. And I was there in the neighborhood for my second week, and I was going out to go to shul Sunday morning, and the head of the yeshiva was jogging in shorts with a t-shirt without tzitzis. The Rosh Yeshiva was jogging with some kind of hookup on his head, headphones or something, and he was going like a Walkman. They used to have one of those things, and he was going jogging. So does that mean that he's a Rosh or Chas v'Shalom? Doesn't make it Russia, but you understand, if the Rosh Yeshiva is running around the neighborhood where his yeshiva is in his gachkas with a Walkman, then Mayasa is over hakir. Then what's going to be with the Talmidim? So the Torah. So he's giving over shiurim. He's a brilliant person, and he's giving over shiurim, but it's all from the Almud de Piruda. Therefore, you don't see the Yerei Shemayim. You don't see the Yerei Shemayim coming out from the Talmidim. You don't see it because Amud Pruda, it's a good Lach Gemara, it's a good Hezbollah in the Tais, it's a good Shia. But where's the Rabbani Shalom and all of that? It's the Amud Pruda. The Rebbe can go running around without stitches, so what's going to be? It's an Amud Pruda. So he holds that you don't have to wear stitches when you're running around. But that's not the point to get into Lamdas, because he gave a Shia on that, for sure. Why, when you're doing exercise, probably even came out that it's a bizoyin to the Talis Kotel. So then maybe we would suggest, hey, to give us a shiva, so then don't jog, maybe. Or do it in your basement or something, on a machine. It's not a kasha, because there's always a lumdus to amp up, you know, these kashas. But the bottom line is, that from the Talmidim, doesn't come out, how's it going to come out bigger, Avedis Hashem, bigger Yerei Shemayim? If the Torah comes from the Alma de Peruda, then the way it comes out is Dvarim Nifradim, separate things. Daf Beis, Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet. But you don't put together the whole thing to come to what? To Echad, to one. The Zeu Shama Shaloylom and Machatev Lashne Dvarim Bilvad, the Divrei Pi Chacham Chaim. Hey, let me know. Shem, you want to?
Yeah, just a quick question. It's a little surprising, just based upon what we've learned from that. Sounds like he's saying that when someone who's not hugging says Torah, that the Torah beat is like stillborn, it doesn't have any Paris. As opposed to saying that when Torah comes into the world, of course it's Mishkal Shel and Mishkal Gel all over the place, it's just either whether it's Lashem or Lazazel, it's the Zelu Amad Zeb. And so I'm just surprised how he, especially everything we learned from Rav Kook about the sparks being unleashed, even with this example, so the yeshivas start, you know, as a result, and then they have Talmidim and Talmidim.
Right.
From this person, it wasn't like, okay, that was it.
You mean from the Rebbe that's not Hagun?
Right.
Why didn't it continue?
Why is the Torah from Rebbe that's not Hagun? Why is he saying that it's a stillborn Torah as opposed to Lazazel and just like...
Worse. I mean, it should go to the other side.
At Paris, I go to the other
Oftentimes.
Develop a whole Shita Sakayim from a Rebbe who's not Hagun.
Oftentimes it does go to the other side. We've seen a lot of that. It does often go to the other side. What he's saying here, the Baal Shem is saying, is at best, it's Dvarim Nifradim. He's not talking about the gloomier side of all of this. But at best, it becomes Dvarim Nifradim, which means that he could still be, you know, that their students could be Shomer Mitzvahs, but they're just not growing. But the darker side of it is, which we've seen many like that, the darker side is, what came from the Talmidim of Eisa Ha'ish, from the Haitik of Al Simcha, what came out from Eisa Ha'ish, what came out when his parents, when he was gemalt, and they thought we were going to have a nice Jew, and he was a brilliant kid, and it was going to come out from him. There's a tain against this Rebbe. And what happened over there? There came out Mirisham Yotzeh Resha, came out such riches from a person. The kids were asking me at the table last week, so they said, they asked me, did Isa Ish keep Shabbos? I said, of course he kept Shabbos. And he didn't go to, you know, the little ones, they didn't go to church. I said, what kind of church? Well, there's no churches. He didn't go to church. So what did he do? I said, what do you mean? He put on tefillin. He used to go to the mikveh and he used to learn. And he had a beard and payas. He would have made modern Orthodox Jews very uncomfortable. They wouldn't have invited him to be one of the things that, on the courses. And he looked too religious to bring him to speak over there. We walk in with a shrine, well, who knows what? The Rishayim Yetzir Resh, I was trying to explain to them. The Kilkul, of course, I was talking a little bit, the Kilkulim in his own life that we know from Taldis Yesh and other places, the Kilkulim, he was on Mushchus and Manuvel, the Kilkulim in his own life. But even if we know very little about his own life, but look at the Taldis, look at the Peiris, Shane the Peiris comes from him. Beautiful Peiris came from him. Such beautiful Peiris came. that the whole world smells from his tumah that came out from that Rasha. The whole world smells from that. Mirishon Yetzei Rasha. See, the Baal Shem HaKadosh Lahav was not talking about the darker side. It is discussed, but that it lacks the energy to move forward in a positive way. That's for sure. That it can go in a negative way, also, depending on the Talmidim who are drawing out, also can go in a very, very negative way, for sure. Ukechol shenishmas harav, the middle of the page, Ukechol shenishmas harav gavaya yoyser, the higher the neshama of the Rebbe, meaning the closer he is, v'shayeches lo'olam ha'achdus yoyser, the more, this is not the Taldus, this is Rav Schwartz's explain. The higher the neshama is, the more shaykh it is of that Rebbe. Remember, the Rebbe does not mean an official Rebbe, it means the person who's saying all the Torah, who's teaching. Any Jew. The higher that person is, and is more he's shaykh la'olam ha'achdus yoyser, the more he's connected to olam ha'achdus, karyulim dvarav Torah yoyser. Karyulim dvarav Torah yoyser. The more inclusive, the more the Torah that he's giving over, the more children and grandchildren are contained in it. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, it was everything that could ever be said. Kol Masha Tamid Vasik. Anything that any student could ever say of Torah until the end of time, it's all Torah's Moshe. Any legitimate Torah that any Jew says, even if you or I are sitting and we come up with some idea, that's Torah's Moshe. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was, he was by the 49 Shari Bina. He was in such a place. So all of the Torah that could ever be in the world was already by Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, that doesn't mean he could say over what Moshe Kapay is saying Friday night, Parshas Vayichi Tavshin Ayin. But it was all in Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. Ada sheyesh v'nishmosa me'olam ha'achlas ha'gomer. You have a tzaddik, a rebbe, that is neshamas me'olam ha'achlas ha'gomer. We were talking about that last week about he has a shaykhus to all nishmas Yisrael everywhere in the world, such a thing. And he's able to darshan the entire Torah ba'achdus pshuta mamish. He gets anything, any Torah you hear from him, you could receive from him ba'achdus pshuta mamish. Like the maisa from the son. The Gita Yid, the son of the Mor of Hashemesh, Rabbi Yosele, that's a famous Maisa, that the Mor of Hashemesh had a son. He was called the Gita Yid, the good Jew. He used to say Tillim all day. He was a big tzaddik, the Gita Yid. He was known not to be a Talmud Chacham. Not that he wasn't known to be a Talmud Chacham. Again, I don't know how that would be now. Now it could already be, maybe it would be like a Rosh Hashiva or something. But then, he was not known to be a Talmud Chacham at all. This the Mor of Hashemesh's son. And it's a famous thing that once the Divichaim is opposite. Divichaim is the God of Hador in learning. The sons are of. So Divichaim was having, on his level, he was having a problem with the Taisus. And he was trying to say for a long time. And he went over to the Gita Yid. The Gita Yid was sitting in the back of his medrash saying Tillim. And he went over to the Gita Yid and he said, Yosef, what's the Pshat and Taisus? So right away the Gita gets, I don't know, Taisus, I don't have anything. I just say, tell him, I don't understand Taisus. Devechaim, I don't know. Says, no, other, what's Taisus? So he was pushing, so the Gita Yid just started to look at the Taisus, and he started to sing the Taisus like with a niggin, like you'd say, tell him. He started to sing the Taisus like this with a niggin. And he's going like this for a minute, and Devechaim starts to scream out, Das is das! Because you know, when you emphasize something a little bit more, like this or like that, it was a certain knetch in the Taisavis, and the Gita Yid sang it with a certain niggin, and the Devei Chaim said, that's the pshat. So this, yes, Yosel said, okay. So Devei Chaim said, what I would give for your tilum, that's what he said, what I would trade for your tilum, what I would give for your tilum, which he hit that any misnagi would hear this story would go out of his kingdom. Right? This is like the most, like, aggravating story for anybody that's not, you know, from this. And the Devei Chaim, the problem is that the Devei Chaim could learn better than all of them too, right? And the Devei Chaim, so what does it mean? The Gita Yid and his Tehillim, because we don't understand, but the Gita Yid came from the Olam HaAchdus. He came from such a place of Achdus. Achdus Pshuta. Kishem Shein Belim Chela HaKach Ein Bilibeinu Ela Echad. He didn't know how to read the Taisus. Again, that's what it sounds like from the story. But he read the Taish. He just started to read it, and he started to Taish it a little bit, and he sang it with a niggin. And for the Devei Chaim, that was sent from Shemayim. That was it. It was came from that place of Echad. That's the Pshat in Taisus. Even though the Gita Yid didn't understand the Taisus, and the Devei Chaim didn't. I mean, probably, of course, he understood the Pshat. He didn't understand what the Devei Chaim was talking about. That's. If for somebody like that, the Gita Yid could say something in the pasuk, he could just read the pasuk over, and a person and the people that hear him say over the pasuk, forget about 50 years lecturing, he just reads over the pasuk, and the people that are there start keeping mitzvahs because he read over the pasuk. Halacha achas, ois achas. He just said over a pasuk. He said the pasuk. Bereishis b'el kim z'shvayim esaretz, and half the people there start to keep Shabbos and start to put on tzitzis and to wear tefillin. He never even said anything. He didn't go into the pratim at all. He didn't give a shiur at all. He just said over. That's why it's impossible for us to be masik when we look in this from. You look in the Kedushas Levi. To master what it means to actually have sat there when the Kedushas Levi said it. The truth is, just by being near the Kedushas Levi, that was enough. Or the Torah, that was all extra. Just the Kedushas Levi, the Kedushas Levi would start to say something. And we have stories like that. Just to start to say something. There's a person that I met years ago, and he told me that he became Shemesh Shabbos because he saw the Satmar Rav. He never spoke to him. He became Shemesh Shabbos because he saw the face of the Satmar Rav. And he said, I never saw anything like that in my life. And he became Shemesh Shabbos. Just saw the Satmar Rav's face. That's all. Didn't hear a word from him. The Achdus Pshuta is even when the Satmar Rav breathes, the Achdus Pshuta comes out, Ein b'libeinu ela echad. When he breathes, it comes out elokus. So anybody who's there in the room gets a whiff of that. It could change your life. And there's another person, the professor's giving a whole year's lectures on Rabbi Tadelbaum's philosophy of religion. They're taking notes on Shabbos. Rabbi Tadelbaum's philosophy of religion. That's how it is. The neshama yesh neshmosu me'ilam achdus agamra as a derish is kolater kulav achdus pshut the mamish. The davar zemavu b'sefer kodesh chuvas chayin is one of the big early talmidim of the Baal Shem, from the talmidim of Baal Shem, Rav Gedaya from Linitz. And chuvas chayin, also very very old, from the earliest teachings of chassidus. Shekosav, he writes over there, kibalta mi'arav mechiyach, he heard from the rav mechiyach. Also, the tzaduk Reb Leiv from Polonia, not the Tuldas, another tzaduk from the same town. Shomar b'shem Baal Shem. The Reb Leib was by the Baal Shem Tov. Reb Leib, the Mechiach, was by the Baal Shem. He said that I heard from Reb Leib, who was called the Mechiach, heard from the Baal Shem. Shekishiyavai Mashiach b'meher b'yemenu amen. Then when Mashiach will come, Yidraish kol ha-Taira kula mireisha l'seifa. The Mashiach is going to darshan the entire Torah, is going to teach the whole Torah from the beginning to the end. I'll call it Tziruf M'shebuchal Teva V'Teva, with all the different combinations of the letters and the words. He's going to go to all the details, he's going to chazer over. He's going to review all the trillions of details, whatever that means, even all the Rashi Tevas and the Sefer Tevas and the Gematrias, everything that's ever, all the Torah that's ever been done throughout all of history since Maamar HaSinai, he's going to darshan all of that. And then what's he going to do? V'chak yasim mikol ha-taira, teva achas. Then he's going to make all of that, and he's going to put it into one word. He's going to show it in one word. Ad kan l'shem. It's all going to end with echad. Prat uklal uprat. Klal uprat uklal. It's all going to be back, klal uprat uklal. All going to come back to that klal. That's the return to the klal. Hine, Af she Mashiach adayin leiba, so Rav Schwartz says that even though unfortunately Mashiach hasn't yet come, Yekomakam ha'adam yochel l'schaber ma'at l'orzeh. Every one of us can connect a little bit, somehow, a little bit. Yekomakam ha'adam yochel l'schaber ma'at l'orzeh. A little bit to that light we can, and that's when we learn, and davening without learning, and all the other things we're going to be learning about in Eretz Torah to come back ma'at l'orzeh, a little bit to that light that Rav Kook's talking about, the Eretz Yisrael, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is talking about, come back a little bit. We'll finish this in a few minutes, Mishem, next Erev Shabbos, and then we're going to do something for Rav Tzadok HaKai to help us understand more.